Proverbs 17:19 says, "He that loveth transgression, he loveth transgression that loveth strife, and he that exalteth his gate seeketh destruction. He that hath a froward heart findeth no good, and he that hath a perverse tongue falleth into mischief. He that begetteth a fool doeth it to his sorrow, and the father of a fool hath no joy. A merry heart doeth good like a medicine, but a broken spirit drieth the bones." And let's pray. Lord, thank you so much for this testimony that we as Christians can have. Thank you so much that, Lord, when you saved us, you did give us that opportunity to have that new heart. And thank you so much for the fact that, Lord, not only can we as Christians live a life pleasing to you, but we can show the world that, Lord, being saved and serving you is the best thing. And I pray that we would leave here tonight and as families and couples and singles and, Lord, a church family, just encourage that, Lord, we want to show yourself real in our life to this evening. Lord, show yourself real in our life this week. Help us to take the testimony of your goodness and Lord, give it to the lost world this week, and give us opportunities to share the gospel as we go and meet folks in our day-to-day lives each and every day. In Jesus' name, amen. Last week we talked about kind of an interesting topic, and the title of the message was "The Cure." Because this talks about that merry heart being the cure for something. It doeth good like a medicine. It helps you to feel better. But a broken spirit drieth the bones. And I titled the message "The Cure for Crabby The Cure for Crabby Couples and Cranky Kids," part one. This is part two. And we're going to get into that today. We kind of went through some stuff, and in review, I said four things really from these passages of Scripture. And we went and saw some places in the Bible, but we were talking about this idea of honestly presenting the Christian life as being fun, not as being something that you have to do, not as being something that you're forced to do each Sunday, not as being something that you only do on Sunday, but something that's part of your family's day-to-day activities. And we hit some of the spiritual aspects of that, some of the things that, you know, your family unit is important. Now that, I'll just want to say, because maybe if you missed that, and I think I said that at the beginning, but everybody can use that message. I know that a lot of times I'm preaching from a standpoint of, I've got five kids, all right, and they're all 6 years old and under. So I've got a young, growing family, all right, and they're a lot of fun. And there are things that I get to do or am doing now with my children that, you know, my dad has seven kids and they're all grown and they're all serving the Lord. But you know what? We can look at every time of life, whether you're a grandparent or whether you're a young man sitting on the front row and Luke just waiting for Mrs. Wright to come along. All right. Well, maybe not. Hopefully. All right. Hopefully you're praying for Mrs. Wright. Okay. That's right. Oh, that's true. She is a Miss Wright until she marries Mr. Wright, and then she's a Mrs. Wright. Thank you, Brother Morris. All right? That's true. Don't go looking for a Mrs. Wright. That does not a good idea. All right. Anyway, good way to get shot. All right. Praise the Lord. Family fun. Church is fun, isn't it? It is. It is. Especially fun when the preacher messes up or slips up so we can joke about it. All right. But listen, you know what? Hey, I hope you don't take that the wrong way and you sit out there and think, well, this isn't for me. I'm just going to be who I am. I'm at my stage in life and I don't need anything he's going to say tonight. Well, then if that's the case, I don't know if I can help you. All right. And you might be careful because the Christian life might not seem too fun when people watch you. All right. So make sure that you're looking at your family, whether it's just you and your wife, whether it's, you know, you and your grandkids, whether it's you and just you. All right, Luke. Sorry, I'm going to pick on Luke, right? He sat right there in the hot seat, okay? He's going to get picked on tonight. But you know what? Anybody can take the principles of God's Word, and you can look at yourself and say, you know what? And I wrote down this statement. I found it from another man, and I adapted it. For a Christian, you can't live life for fun. You can't, all right? The world lives for fun, by the way. That's what they live for, the weekend and fun. As a Christian, if you want to live the Christian life the right way, and I've got to keep this in my perspective too, you can't live life for fun, but you can have fun living life. And that's just a common sense. I mean, that used to not just be a Christian way of thinking. That used to be common sense way of thinking. All right? And our grandparents would have said that. Okay? You can't, and my generation would take heed to obey that simple kind of proverb there. You can't live life for fun, but you can have fun living life. And that's the goal as a Christian. The world ought to see us, you know what, having a good time being serving the Lord. It ought to be encouraged. So we went through some stuff. We said, number one, family fun is encouraged by God. Your family's happiness, this happy home, is something God wants. Family fun takes a lot of work, is what we said. Family fun can be a ministry, and it is your ministry. You know, your ministry ought to be fun. Your Sunday school class, everything you do in life, you know what? It ought to have a joy. We weren't just talking about the word fun being flippant. We're talking about the joy of Jesus in all of these things. And then your family fun should be fun. All right? It shouldn't just be a drudgery or something you have to do. So today we're going to get down to some practical stuff. I promised you something. I've got a thing I want to hand out at the end, and I want you to take it with you. Hopefully you find it interesting. And I put a little bit of work into that and scratched the surface of something for you to have and take with you and give you some ideas. But what should your family fun do? What should our church activities do? What should you as a dad, dads and moms, this is where you start thinking. Teenagers, this is where you start thinking of what your part is in your family. Grandparents, this is where you start thinking of how am I affecting my family? You're an important part of your family because you've raised a family. And now in some ways, you are a big influence on those grandkids and that next generation and a good testimony of, you say, Brother Young, I failed. Maybe I wish I had changed something the way I raised my kids. And, you know, maybe I made a mistake here. You know what? You can be a good testimony on how the Lord wants us to act even now, no matter your stage in life. So what are some things that, according to the Bible, and we'll hit some Bible verses for these, but some of them are just some practical stuff. Practical stuff. If you were going to write them down, that's what they would be. So number one, your family fun should bring you closer together. It should bring you closer together. You know, think about it. Teamwork is kind of this closeness thing, this happy home doesn't come when a home is divided. It doesn't. And I understand that sometimes we have situations in life where things are divided, and Jesus said, you know, a house divided against itself cannot stand. We talk about that when we talk about America, and people think that Abraham Lincoln came up with that one. All right. If you study out, Jesus, the Lord talked about that. All right. But you know what? Listen, sometimes this idea that we should just go do things that, you know what? You need to make sure you're planning things that bring your family closer together. There's the saying, the family that plays together stays together. All right. Except for if you go to a Monopoly game and then everybody, you know, gets mad. But listen, if your family game nights are always known for that, then something's wrong. All right. And you need to learn to overcome that. Okay, maybe there are certain games that certain people probably shouldn't play together. All right, my father-in-law and I found out a lot about each other playing a Monopoly game while I was dating my wife. Okay, I found out he doesn't like to lose. All right, and we didn't even finish the game, so I don't know how anybody lost. But you know what? Listen, we've kind of overcome that, I guess you could say. We don't play Monopoly together anymore. But let's just say I like rules and rule books, and he didn't like any of that. So he was going to show me. But I know, jokes aside, listen, does your family work together? Does your family work together? You know, teamwork is becoming a huge issue in the modern family, the modern non-Christian family. They do a lot of things by themselves. They have their own room, their own TV, their own cell phone, their own, and they don't even eat together. All right, and you say, Brother Young, what does that have to do with everything? It has a lot to do with how the world sees you as a Christian. Christian families are not supposed to be a model of what everybody else does. We're supposed to be a model of, honestly, how the Lord, the Bible instructs us to be. Is one of it is bringing you closer together. Hey, listen, common teenagers, a lot of times they don't know how to work with mom and dad. They don't know how to work with the brother and sister. And you as a parent, this kind of goes along with, you know, pastor's teaching through, and I love it. He's teaching through the childhood years of Jesus Christ. He's given us marriage tips every day of January. Man, that's hard to follow some days, all right? But you know what? I needed them. If there's a day where I look at one of those and I think, oh, man, haven't done that one like I should. I needed that. I need that instruction. So that's kind of fitting that, you know, this sermon comes to mind when we have marriage tips going out, we have child-rearing tips going out, and now we have this idea of just some things to shore up and maybe give you some ideas. But listen, your family activities should bring you closer together. We need closer moms and dads. We need closer families. Hey, listen, number two, it should include everybody. It should include everybody. You know what? Your family fun time, dads, is not your solo hobby. All right? And sometimes we get that we work hard and, you know, we were with our families and we do certain things with our kids and our wife. And, you know, you go on a date with your wife and you call that good. But, you know, family fun is not just you going to the garage by yourself and doing. Now, that is fun. All right. And I'm sure you have something on your list, men and ladies. You have something on your list. And you know what? As a husband, I got something. I ought to look for ways for my wife to get away from her kids for a while, because she spends a lot of time with them, all right? And so part of my job as a husband is helping her have that time, okay? But we're talking about your family here. And you know what? It's not a solo effort. It's not a solo hobby. You know, your kids can grow and learn and do certain things, and you're going to have different talents that they all have. But you know what? We need to make sure that we're not just all having our own thing. And again, that comes to that teamwork thing, right? And so listen, you know, bring yourself closer together. Include everybody. But also, under that would be, allow for those individual groups. You know, Dad, you probably do have a kid. You know, if you have several kids, you probably have one of them that needs to spend a little more time with you. You know? And I know the more of those you have, the harder that becomes. All right? I was the oldest of seven, okay? It's not like Dad walked around and spent specific time with me at some point, okay? And I don't know what your family situation is, and maybe you got to spend a lot of time with Dad or Mom. Maybe, you know, grandparents, this is where you can come in a big way, you know? You see a family, and you know what? You know you can talk with your children, and you know, as long as they'll allow, of course, you know what? Spend some extra time with those grandkids, okay? And that's kind of a neat thing if you can do it. You know, we were talking today with somebody, and my wife's mother passed away before we knew her. And, you know, my father-in-law is in Michigan. So we don't get to spend maybe as much time as we would. But anytime I can, I want my kids to spend time with them. Hey, listen, you know what? Include everybody. Include everybody. Number three, you know what family fun does? It gives you something to look forward to. There's a verse I want you to think about. Proverbs 13:12 says this: "Hope deferred maketh the heart sick. But when the desire cometh, it is a tree of life." This is a good one for January, because we all got our calendars out, right? And we all scheduled church stuff on there first, right? And I think we've heard this message before somewhere. And then after that, we scheduled family stuff somewhere, all right? Did you obey that instruction? Okay, did you schedule something? Because guess what? It gives you something to look forward to. You know, telling the kids, hey, guess what? Dad has off this week, and we're going to take a vacation. Or Dad has off this weekend. And you know what? You do have to put up with a lot of questions, especially when they're young. Okay, Richard has not a whole lot of concept of time. All right? And so, you know, is that tomorrow? Is that tomorrow? Is that tomorrow? Okay, I mean, you have to put up with some of that. But I say put up, but you know what? It's not putting up with it. It's fun. You know why he's excited about it? Because we told him that it was going to happen. And of course, you know what? Sometimes it doesn't happen that way. That's life, okay? And I know you shouldn't try to do that. But the Bible even says there, hope deferred maketh the heart sick. You know what that means? Sometimes some things are going to change. And there are things that we look for. Listen, you do that as an adult. You have things you looked forward to, and you know what? Man, I didn't get to do that. And that deferral does kind of disappoint sometimes. But you know what? When the desire cometh, it's a tree of life. Hey, take that just real quick, and we'll shoot a rabbit, okay? Take that into your spiritual life. Are you hoping for Jesus to come today? Hey, if Jesus doesn't come today, I'm kind of disappointed. A lot of days I get too busy, and I don't think about that verse very much, and my hope isn't really set where it should have been. And you know what? I'm never really disappointed. So I guess that's a thought real quick. We'll shoot this rabbit, okay? Ready, guys? All right. Are you hoping for Jesus to come? And Jesus told us he was going to come. He set that example. He told us some promises in the Bible that I'm looking forward to happening. And you know what? When they don't happen, sometimes I'm pretty disappointed. And I'm thinking, oh man, but you know what? I can't wait for that desire to come. Hey dads, we can be like Jesus in that way. And moms, you can be like Jesus in that way as far as, you know what? Say, hey, you know what we're going to do? We're going to go out visiting and knocking on our bus route on Saturday. And you know what? One day just change it up and say, you know what? Instead of going on Saturday, we're going to go on Friday. And then after that, I'm going to get you an ice cream cone for helping me. And you know what? All of a sudden, I don't know if the kid's looking forward to the visiting or the ice cream cone. But you know what? His hope is about kind of the right thing there. And you know what? It's okay to make that thing exciting for your kids. Remember what this is about? Making serving the Lord fun. And you know what? And it is fun. And so listen, you gotta make sure that your family has something to look forward to. And this goes to more just some practical stuff. You gotta schedule time for your family. Men, we have to try to do that. If we don't, we'll get busy and we end up missing that. Okay? Not just your vacation time, but let's think of it practically. You know, when are we gonna sit down and play a board game? Okay? These don't have to be things that are on the calendar, you know, 4 months in advance. This can be something at the beginning of the week. You say, all right, let's look at my schedule. I got 2 hours on a Monday night. Let's play a board game. And if you say that, then do it. Don't just make it up. Don't just, you know, not do it all the time. But listen, when are you going to do that? Sometimes you got to put that on your schedule. When are you going to go sledding with the kids, Mom? When's the last time you did that? All right? Oh, I'm too old for that. Okay, well, I know. All right? If we can do it, let's do it. Okay? It might change my wife to this day. You know what she tells me? And you know, these are the memories that you do think of later. She remembers a specific time when her mom, way past the time that she should have, in popular or normal terms, rolled down a giant hill with her kids. How many of you have rolled down a hill recently? That doesn't feel good, okay? Especially after a certain age. I'm not even 30 yet. I'm almost 30. And it doesn't always feel good, okay? But you know what my kids do? You know what I have right out in front of my house now? A hill, okay? Guess what I've done one time so far? I have rolled down that hill, all right? Now, I'm young enough to say that that's a good idea, all right? And some of you don't go roll down the hill, okay? All right, please don't go roll down the hill. But you know what we're saying there is, you know, you got to look at those things and say, you know what, when is the last time that I did this? When is the last time that we did this? You know, when's the last time I took that kid out and we went visiting together, just the two of us, and we knocked on doors? Hey, listen, we got to do that. We got to give them something to look forward to. And then be careful that we don't do too many. Listen, it does say, hope deferred maketh the heart sick. But if you read the rest of those verses in that chapter, it talked about a man who raised a fool. And if you keep going on in Proverbs, there is some verses about if you sit there and defer something so long, eventually it causes more than just sickness in their heart. It causes hatred and resentment and anger. Okay? And listen, I'm not buying into the it's all your parents' fault thing. Okay? The psychologists want to say that. But I am thinking that it says there the desire is supposed to come eventually. And so if you've said something, dads, moms, if we've said something we need to do, then we ought to stick to it someday. And it may not be able to happen this week, but we ought to really make sure that that desire is not always squashed. Okay? Be careful what you say, I guess. All right? Number four, you know what it does? It provides pleasant memories for your family. Hey, listen, we all have a phone, and we all take pictures, and that's good. But you know what's nice about that? You can capture some of those moments, you know? You can capture those. You know, those of you who've got the old photo album still, all right? I don't have very many of those, unfortunately. All right? It's become too expensive to print them. All right? But you know what? It is fun pulling those out. And looking at those memories. And you know what? It's fun doing that kind of stuff. All right, here's some tips. Here's some tips real quick. We'll shotgun these and we'll go home. All right? Here's some things. How do you keep our home happy? How do we keep our home happy and our family, our church family? How do we keep it happy? How do we keep my life happy as far as joyous for the Lord, a good testimony? Well, number one, avoid fun killers. All right? There are fun killers out there. You know what they are? Phones and TV. All right? They have a place, but they are fun killers. Okay, dad and mom aren't very fun if they just sit on in front of the TV all day. Okay, life's not fun for a kid under the age of 12. Okay, childhood years of Jesus Christ. You know what Mary didn't do? She didn't sit him in front of a TV. All right. You know what I do sometimes? I have him in front of a TV. Is that all the time? No. All right. Do we make that an emphasis of my life? No. Okay. Do sometimes we do that probably too much? Parents, probably you do. And I don't know what your policy is or whatever, it doesn't matter. But here's the deal. Phones are kind of a one-person device, and it's kind of hard to use this together, all right? Use it for a tool, but put it away, you know? If it's supper time, this doesn't really need to be there, okay? I understand. You know what Brother Jeff probably does? He probably goes to lunch break, and he probably slaps that thing right there so that when somebody calls complaining about their carpet, not stretched completely right, he probably picks it up, okay? But you know what Brother Jeff probably also does? I don't know. Maybe he doesn't. But hopefully at some point in the evening or whenever he's home, he takes that thing and he either mutes it or he puts it over there or he sets it over there and he has supper with his kids. I don't know. Okay? But you know what, parents? Listen, sometimes this thing is way too important to us. And those little things that are around our table that we're raising up and all of a sudden you miss it, okay? So get rid of the fun killers, okay? And you know what? Stop. Sometimes we go to places that are fun killers, all right? I'm not saying that there's not a place for them. I don't know what they are. But you got to know that for your family and figure that one out, all right? Avoid too much amusement. That would be the TV thing, okay? Amusement leaves an empty feeling after it's done. It doesn't really help you grow. They often don't accomplish what you're hoping they would, okay? The amusement category is amusement literally means no think, all right? That's what ah means, okay? Muse is thinking and ah means against. It's against thinking. And so when you watch something that is just media, it is not thinking, okay? And I understand there are things that can cause you to think and all that, but let's be careful about it. Number three, always be a good testimony for the Lord when doing things as a family. Hey, listen, this is important. The next two ones are probably the most important things for you as a family to remember. Always be a good testimony for the Lord when you're doing things as a family. Listen, this goes beyond just your family, but goes to our church family. You know what our church is very conscious of? Our testimony when we go do something. You know why I'm really careful where or when I drive a church bus? Because it's got the church name on it. Okay, it's got the family name on it. And even if it didn't, they can probably tell. All right, hopefully. And you know what? They shouldn't see the church bus parked in the wrong spot or driving through the wrong type of place. But the same thing goes for your family van, all right, wherever that might be. Or your family going to an event. Boy, listen, you got to remember, you're always a testimony. Once you're saved, you are ruined for the world. I'm sorry, you can't go to the splash park. If you go to the splash park, you say, I just parked in their parking lot. It was open. Well, we all thought you went there. And we obviously didn't think you dressed like a Christian. Can you go to one of those places and dress like a Christian? Probably. Okay? Technically, you can. But you certainly can't keep your eyes open very long. All right? And you certainly you just don't go. Okay? Are there places like that? Of course there are. You know what? Be careful where you're... You know what? You say, well, this I didn't know it was one when I went. Okay. All right. I've been to those situations. You pull in somewhere, you thought it was one thing, and you get there and it's totally different. All right? You know what? You leave. You say, but we paid $20 a person. Sorry. Do your research. Happens. Okay? Get away from it. I have been to those places. You know why I didn't go to those places? My dad was pretty good about vetting those things out ahead of time. But I've been in some awkward situations like that before where, you know what? Sometimes it wasn't the place, it was the people coming in. And all of a sudden, a group comes in. Dad says, sorry, kids, we got to go. And you know what it was? He was trying to help. He had 5 boys, 2 girls. He was trying to help his boys stay right. He's trying to help his girls maintain a good testimony. And you know what? Listen, be a good testimony for the Lord. Number four, be in the world. Don't be of the world. The Bible says in John 17:16, they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. You know what that means? You can't do certain things as a Christian. We just talked about that. Hey, just because you go to a certain place doesn't give you excuse to change your dress code. All right? You can go to the beach as a Christian. You just can't go in certain spots with certain groups of people. You can find, there's a whole bunch of coastline. Have you seen America? It's got a huge coastline. All right? There's plenty of lakes, there's plenty of places, but you don't have to go to the destination, all right? You know when the only time I've been to a beach in Florida, and this really does stink, it's kind of a bitter point, all right? I'm an event. The one time I went to a beach in Florida, I was with a group of young men on tour, so that's a little weird, and then also it was raining, and there was a storm coming in, and it was cold, all right? So guess what we didn't have to worry about? People, all right? That's why... That's like the only time that a group of tour group men can go to a beach, all right, is when there's literally nobody there and no risk of anyone being there, and we were crazy for being there. But it was fun, all right? We did have a good time, and we had to leave actually pretty bad because it was in Florida, and you just never know some of those storms coming in, and this one did look like a bad one, so we had to leave, all right? But listen, you can be in the world. You just don't have to be of the world, okay? You can go to wherever, put it in the blank there, whatever you want to put there, without looking like the world. Okay? You can go to wherever you want. You can go hiking without looking like all the other people hiking. Okay? You can go to the amusement park if you like without looking like everyone that goes to one of those places. Be careful how you look. Okay? Number five, avoid activities that keep your family apart. This is that unit. Hey, listen, I like sports, but if we go to certain sports events as a family, you know, I might be able to play basketball, but my sisters wouldn't be able to. My dad wouldn't be able to. You know, don't avoid certain activities that just split everybody up, you know. It might be, if you're going to go to one of those, maybe dad takes a guy. You know, if you're going to go do whatever it is that one person likes, then maybe dad or mom takes that kid out and you go do that thing. And enjoy the good time, you know. Enjoy a good time as a family, but just be careful how many of those activities you do. But you know what? At the same time, if dad or mom picks a place to go, okay, if Brother Young picks an activity to go on a field trip, if Brother Young picks a reward activity, whatever it is, you know what? You're going, so participate. Be a part of it, all right? Realize that, you know what? You're not going to get to do everything you like, teenagers. Okay, let me just give you a across the board attitude for teenagers. I don't even have them yet, but I kind of know. All right, been teaching for a few years. Okay, anything that Brother Young picks for an activity, they may not like it right away at first, but when they're done and in a few weeks, they probably talk about it. They just won't tell me about it. Okay, you know, oh, what, we're going to a museum? Oh man, Brother Young, hey, you know what? Down the road, you know what they talk about? Going to that cool museum, all right? Because I enjoy doing that kind of stuff. And you know what? Sometimes you just got to decide, you know, wait, we're going out visiting? Dad, I thought we were doing something. Hey, visiting should not be looked on like that, okay? Bus visiting, you know, bus visiting, all right? Operation Occupation. You can find a lot of ways to make those things fun. And so teenagers participate, okay? Number 6, operate within your budget. That's an easy one. But not easy always to follow, all right? Save up for your big trips. Save up for your, you know, family. Hey, teenagers, save a little money for when dad says we're going somewhere, okay? And maybe help him out. Don't make him pay for everything you do, amen? 7, recognize your limitations of your family. Recognize the limitations of your family. Hey, senior saints, you know, you got to recognize the limitations, okay? Singles, you know, everybody else, we got to recognize... We got to recognize the limitations in our church family. You know, there are certain things that, you know, we'd like to get everybody to and doing, and we want to participate. But recognize your situation. Everybody's situation is not the same. So don't walk up and say to somebody, you've never been where? You've never done what? Hey, listen, you know, kids do that a lot. They get that complex, like, I've done something special and you haven't got to do it yet. You know, be careful. You know, dads, if you start seeing that, if I start seeing that in my kids, we just won't do anything like that. All right? You're canned for a minute on doing this special activity, because if that's going to be the attitude, we need to be careful about that. But also, you know, number next, don't hide behind those same limitations. If you've got some limitations or schedule, you know, dads, we can do this. If our schedule's busier than somebody's, you know, don't hide behind that busy schedule. Okay? We got to find some time. And find time to serve the Lord. Find time to help raise our children. Okay, don't hide behind those. You know, I'm limited on my ability to care for my children like my wife does. All right? She's an amazing caregiver for the children. I'm a dad. All right? That explains a lot. Okay? My diaper changing abilities are not the same as hers. All right? Guess what I had to do this Monday? Change a big one. All right? Just so you know. Just trying to, you know, it happens. Guess what? I wasn't planning on that day, doing that, all right? It was not part of my plan. But you know what? I know my limitations. I also know that it's important to help my wife out and help my kids, all right? Hey, listen, we're going to try to shotgun these, okay? I don't know. I keep saying that, but I just like talking too much, amen? All right, number next, realize that short-term memory is a big deal with children. That might sound a little funny, but think about your family right now and think about what you remember doing as a kid. We can all do that, right? How did you know when you did it that that would be something you remember? You didn't, did you? Okay? You have no idea what you say or do with those kids could stick with them for the rest of their life. Good or bad. What I say is so important as a dad. It could stick with my kid for the rest of his life if I'm not careful. Hey, teenagers, listen, parents, you know, what I do and say around my children, how I run my home is important all the way through. You know why? They're gonna get that from me. You know, if I'm excited about something, they get the things that I'm excited about. In fact, some of those things, it's easy to keep that excitement while they're little. Everything's exciting when you're little. You got to do something. But then they hit those 12, 13, 14, 15 years. And now, they're not just looking at your excitement. They're looking at who you really are. And they can see that. And that's what Pastor's talking about in, you know, childhood years and the teenage years of Jesus. I think Joseph was a good dad and obviously raised his son the right way. But I also think he was a good model and an example for his son. And you know what? Obviously, Jesus is the model example for us. Are we trying to be like that? Or are we, if we're not careful, that short-term memory thing is very important. You know, my son may not remember everything we did this year, but he does remember really short-term. He really does. He says, oh, well, we're getting ready to do this. Or I thought you said this, Dad. Okay? All of those things happen in a child. Hey, listen, you know, they won't remember this is not really a good excuse for not engaging with your kid. They will remember that you didn't ever or you weren't ever, okay? And so you got to be careful with that. They won't remember it. They're just 4, 5, 6. They'll get over it. You're right. I mean, Andrew hit his nose this week. Thought he broke it, okay? Guess what I said? You know, it's too bad and we sympathize with him and we helped him. But you know what? He won't probably remember that, okay? He's 1 year old. But you know what? I can't keep saying that forever. Because I don't know what they may or may not remember. Got to better be careful. One day I'll wake up and all my kids will be older and I'll have missed something very important if that was my attitude growing up. Realize that short-term memory is important. Hey, listen, some other stuff. Here we go. Go to the park as a family. That's a good one. All right. Even if your kids are older, they can go to the park. All right. Make reading fun. I think I preached a few weeks ago a message on reading. You know why they don't think it's fun? Because we don't think it's fun. All right? And that's the truth, okay? Make Bible reading fun. You know why I have a hard time if I'm trying to get my child to read? It's either because I don't, or it's because he never sees me do it, okay? You got to remember that, too. You say, well, I have my morning devotions, and then I go to work, and my kids never see me. Well, then you're going to have to figure out another way that they see Dad and Mom reading the Bible, okay, outside of church. Otherwise, they'll grow up just thinking, oh, we only read the Bible at church. Okay? And I love those things back there, those little Bible books. You know, get one of those this year and get our kids into those. But make that reading thing fun, okay? But it's not fun. It's boring, okay? Yep, and that's why our kids are going to think that, okay? Schedule that reading time. You know, moms, this is a big deal for you because you're home with the kids, all right? Schedule that time. You're going to have to work at that, you know? We're going to have to work at that. You know what I don't always like to do? I do like to do it, but you know what? With twins, I've learned reading is kind of hard to both of them at the same time. You're holding them, and you're holding the book, and you're trying to read. But you know what they love? They love it. If I'll, as a dad, take just a few minutes, they're only 1 year old. But if I'll hold those two and I read a book, you know what they do? They don't move. And you know who that really helps? Her. Okay. And so you know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna make sure that I find time sometime, and maybe it's not every evening. Okay, maybe it's not during the tax season when it's busy. All right, maybe it's not during whatever time of life it is. But you know, the truth is, if I can, you know, I did once at least this week. I took the two boys and I grabbed a book and I read it to them. Do they even know what I'm saying? No, they have no idea. Okay, well, they do more than you think. But listen, hey, make reading fun. It ought to be fun. Hey, go to a library. That might help make reading fun. Okay, figure out, this is a good one for us couples, figure out who the planning type is in your marriage, okay, or your family. One of you is more of the planning type, all right? One of you is more excited about this than the other one, all right? Maybe it's your wife, gentlemen, okay? Let her help with that, okay? Lean on her strengths in that area. Guys, maybe it's you. Maybe you're really wise in this area, and you kind of have a goal for your family. Hey, we want to plan a hunting trip for the kids, right? Okay, but hey, if you're going to say that, you better take them. Okay, it can't be a you hunting trip. It's got to be a them hunting trip too. All right, you better take them. Okay, you know what? Some people are good at picking things to do and some people just aren't. All right, I had some brothers and sisters kind of like that. Okay, consider those less outgoing people though in your family. All right, if you got a whole family, there were 7 kids in our family. You know what? Timmy wasn't going to say a whole lot. When the older kids were saying what to do, Timmy was just kind of going to get left out. And Caleb was the middle child. So, you know, he was going to get left somewhere. Okay. That's what happened. They joked about that a lot, but he was the middle child. All right. And you know what, though? Mom and Dad, every once in a while, purposely made sure that Caleb got a chance to pick what we were going to do as a family. All right. He did, you know. And we would pick out a letter of the week. We would pick out a letter. We would say, all right, we're going to do, I think my parents started this, and I don't know if we ever got to Z, okay? They were doing A through Z. And they would say, we're going to try to come up with things to do as a family on family night, right, that start with this letter, okay? So if it was P, it would be like, we're going to eat popcorn and, you know, pop and watch Pollyanna, okay? I remember doing that as a kid, all right? We drank pop and had popcorn and watched Pollyanna, all right? Now, the other times we did other things, okay? There was a bunch of other of them. I don't remember all of them, okay? So you never know what your kids are going to remember, all right? But you know what? Listen, I remember doing that, and that was a fun thing. That was a neat idea. Did we make it all the way to Z? Of course not, all right? You know, at some point we all lost that idea or something. But you know what? Those kind of things are good ideas for you and your family. Number 15, make dates fun again, all right? Make dates fun again. That's a marriage advice for you. Okay, guys, your wife would probably appreciate if you did something different than the last 5 dates that you took her on. Okay? If the last 5 dates you took were shop and eat, shop and eat, shop and eat, eat and shop, then that's probably all you had time for. I totally get it. All right? Totally get it. And maybe that's what your wife, you say, well, that's what she wants to do. Well, that's true. Okay, and ladies, maybe he wants to do some dates that are different. I don't know. Okay, maybe you should talk about that. All right, maybe you should let her pick a whole one and you pick a whole one. I don't know. Be creative. But you know what? Listen, you know, you can do something different. You can look for variety. You know, look for something unusual. I put some really unusual things on this list. You can have it. You can read it. You can throw it away. I don't care. But there are some unusual things. You know what I've done in my life? I've done some unusual things with my kids. Okay? And that's okay. You say, Brother Young, it's because you're a little weird. I know. All right? I know that. Okay? We took a trip down to Tennessee, and you know what I did? I found this cool site. I put it on here so you can go look at it. All right? It's called roadsideamerica.com. You know what's found on roadsideamerica.com? Stuff that you can see on the roadside. Okay? Roadside attractions. How many of you like roadside attractions? Does anybody? Okay? How many of you said that? I would never do that. Sounds scary. Okay? Now you're not going to raise your hand because you know I'm going to challenge you to do it. Okay? Some of you are like, I'm just not going to raise my hand at all. All right? You know what I found? I did this for my kids, and you don't have to do this. You don't have to be like me. I'm just throwing something out to you. Okay? We were going to a destination, and we had 5 hours to travel. And with kids, that's a long time. All right? And then we had 5 more hours, actually. And so I broke it up over a couple of days because it was going to be a 3-day trip. We were just going to do that. You know why I broke it up over a couple of days? Because I have kids, and it's hard to travel 15 hours with kids. All right? And you know what I did? I had an idea, and I said, you know what? I want to make this memorable and fun for my kids. So you know what I did? I took the GPS, and I traced the map. They have no idea how to read a map. But they saw that. And then on the map, I put a picture of all the weirdest stuff that I could find to go see. We took a picture by a giant statue of a cow. We took a picture by a giant statue of... I just looked up those. You could be surprised how many weird statues and stuff like that there are out there. Okay? We took a picture inside a hamburger, okay, that you can get in on an old playground, on one of those old campgrounds, you know? There's actually a really cool campground down in southern Indiana as you're heading towards Evansville that you can go to that, sadly, it looks like it once was really cool. And yet just doesn't get a lot of traffic anymore. And it had the weirdest looking hamburger thing. My kids talk about the hamburger playground to this day. You know why? Because I took some time and I said, you know what? I'm going to make this long trip as fun as I can for these kids. And I put a little picture there. And they didn't have to, you know where we were going. But I gave them each a marker and they got to check it off as we went there. All right? You say, Brother Young, do I have to do that? No, you don't have to do that. Okay? And your teenagers might not appreciate that. All right? Then again, Luke. You want a checklist, don't you? He does. He does. Brother Ryan, checklist for Luke, okay? I spy. Next time, I spy in the car. Give him some things to look. That way he can look out his window and enjoy the scenery as he travels down the road. Hopefully he's not driving, though, because I've seen what happens when that happens. That's Jonathan, though, not Luke. Where's Jonathan? He's out there. I should not pick on him. Oh, man. We're having too much fun. All right, we're almost done. Ready? Number 16. Did I skip some? I think I did. All right, number 16. Find free things to do. Amen. That's the best. All right? Parks are free. Okay? Library programs, ride bikes, go hiking. Find museums and national sites that are free. Make up some games to do. That's free. Window shopping is free, depending on whether you give your wife the credit card or not. All right? But you know what her and I do sometimes? We know what we're going to buy, and we'll go to a little shop, and we'll look around. You know, it's like an antique store, right? Are you really going to buy everything? That's the why it's nice to go in antique stores. I don't have enough money to buy anything anyway. So, and they're all way overpriced. So you just go in, you walk around, and you see the stuff, and then you leave. And I didn't have to worry about buying, except for my wife knows better. I'm the one who buys stuff at those places, okay? She is so good with that. And that's where those marriage things come into play, okay? Know your weaknesses and strengths. I shouldn't have the credit card. She should have it, okay? All right? It's just the way it is. All right? Hey, look for ways to make a normal trip special. Day trips are okay. You know, afternoons are okay. Going somewhere after church down the road to the goose pond and looking out at the thing. You know, I've done that before, okay? I've walked up to that little landing and got my kids out and almost freaked out when they jumped into the pond, okay? But you know what? They thought goose pond was pizza. And I said, well, there's a goose pond over here. Let's go see it. That's just, you know what, though? They're learning. And we're having fun while doing it, okay? Hey, listen, you can make the Christian life fun. Hey, listen, we'll be done, okay? You got to remember, your family and you know what, young people, your future family, you know, your current situation, grandparents, your family, you and your wife, it's going to take some things. Number one, it takes work. Number two, it needs to be a ministry. It needs to be a ministry. You know what part of my, I love the part of my ministry is I get to, you know what, parents, you don't have to take them all the weird places. I have a lot of fun at the school. I do. We have a lot of, we're in the pace race right now. And at the end, we'll have the party this Friday and announce the winners. You know what, we have a lot of fun. And we love serving the Lord. But you know what, it's a ministry. You know, you could include some bus kids on some of that. You know, you could make a reward trip for your Sunday school on some of that. It doesn't have to just be you and your family. You can broaden this basket to anybody that you know and love in that church family. And you know what you can say? You could look around the room right now, and you could even, if you really thought about it, you could even think of maybe some people who probably don't get to do certain things. And just be like, you know what? Hey, guess what I'm doing this week? I'm going here. Would you like to come? And you could invite somebody along. You could really up. You don't know what that's going to do to their life. It might help them get through that week. You know what? Work at it. Make it a ministry and make it actually fun. Make it actually fun. This is where we got to stop and think about it. You know what? Last thing we'll be done. Make sure that you let God in on all that. Make sure God is in on all of that. That goes back to that testimony thing. You know, keeping Christ in your Christian life is probably pretty important. All right? You can't live the Christian life for fun, but you can live the Christian life and have fun while you're living. And the world sees that. And they will know, somebody else ringing out there, all right? They will know the difference. The world knows the difference in people that have a joy and are having fun while they're living. And they walk into this room and they say, wow. What is wrong with those people? That's what they say first. And then after that, they say, there's something different about them. They have a joy that I want. But you know what? We want them to know that, not just when they see us on Sunday, but when they see us go into Goose Pond, and when they see us go into, you know, the store, and when they see us driving around. They ought to see that our families, boy, they are joyful. They are that merry heart. Remember the cure. What's the cure for the young? I don't know the cure. You seem like you gave us a lot of good ideas. You know, none of those ideas work. These ideas do work, but none of them work if you don't have that key ingredient, okay? That merry heart doesn't come from going to a basketball game. It doesn't come from eating more pizza. It doesn't even come from more family game night. It comes from reading God's Word and walk with Him. And then applying that to all of that stuff we do. Hey, listen, the cure for that crabby home is that merry heart doeth good like a medicine. But the broken spirit, that dead spirit, your spiritual life is important. It dries up the bones and your family's not happy. And so let's make sure we're doing that this week. Let's pray. Lord, thank you so much for the day today. Lord, please be with each and every one of us as we go this Saturday. Lord, as we knock on those doors, I pray that Lord, I pray that somebody would see a difference in our face. Lord, I pray that somebody would see a difference in our kids, in our family. Lord, I pray that some grandkid this week would look at Grandma and Grandpa and be thankful for the fact that, man, I have grandparents that love me and that care for me. They want me to serve the Lord. I pray this week, Lord, that all the young people, Lord, in here who have yet to have a family of their own will also realize that they have a great ministry here in their church family. Help us to be a blessing to one another, but especially, Lord, a blessing and a witness for you. In Jesus' name.